Our union is United University Professions, UUP, and we are all the four-year campuses in the SUNY system, and then each campus has its own chapter. So I'm the president of the Albany chapter.
Do you know anything specifically about the layoffs of any teachers?
What we know is that the campus has been, and I'm sure other SUNY campuses are too, you know, faced with revenue losses due to COVID because a lot of students just didn't come to campus, pay room and board. And then also we've just been having budget deficits now for years. And so our campus has put forward budget plans that, you know, call on us sort of cut spending in the range of like 15 to 20%. Concretely, what that's meant so far in terms of layoffs is we've had a few people who are more of our like professional support staff that earlier, say in the fall and in the summer, would sort of scattered people here and there were losing their jobs. But the big thing now that we're hearing is that they're planning on laying off probably in the range of a couple of hundred of part-time lecturers or adjuncts for the next academic year. So not for this coming spring, but for next fall and next spring.
Do you know if any chance that the adjunct and part-time professors that are getting laid off could come back eventually?
That's always a possibility because they are just hired, you know, on a semester by semester, or in some cases a year by year basis. That seems possible, although my guess is that it would be unlikely for a lot of reasons. I think the goal here is to just try to force departments to shift more teaching into either into just consolidating classes into larger classes, and actually put more students into a larger classroom, or just cancel some classes altogether so there's just less programming. So I think it's unlike, I don't think this is just going to be a short-term fix. Again, this has been kind of in the works for years, and COVID just exacerbated it. But they have been trying to reduce these expenses now for quite some time.
Has the United Union tried to help any of these teachers being laid off? What are you guys doing on your end?
We're trying to work on this on a couple of fronts. For individuals who are getting caught up in their laid off, technically for our campus, we don't have layoffs. They're called non-renewals, but it's essentially the same thing. So for those individuals, we try to help them out by making sure that to make sure that their contractual rights are met. So we have certain timelines that need to be met for some people, depending on their years of service, ways that they can use accumulated vacation days, or even just helping people get on unemployment. We've been trying to help people in that way. Our broader push has really been to try to challenge this narrative that universities need to just be cutting all these expenses and frankly, firing people in this moment. That's been our big push now. We've been doing that on our campus by drawing attention to the fact that the budget situation really isn't as bad as the campus has suggested. And then more broadly, we've been part of, and really a bigger coalition of other unions, community groups, pushing for taxes on the wealthy to help fund our public institutions. That's kind of really big picture, but we've been trying to tackle this on all fronts, helping individuals manage as best they can, making sure that their contractual rights are met, get the benefits that they can get, but then also really to just try to prevent these layoffs from happening in the first place.
What ways do you think as a community, besides like increasing taxes, what ways the community can help the possible layoffs?
The biggest thing that people outside of higher education can do to help is to really help us advocate politically to support our public institutions. And whether that means supporting one of the various measures that's out there to increase taxes on the wealthy, and there are several bills that are currently under discussion, to just generally voicing their support for, and not just public higher education, but public schools, other public institutions that are really at risk in this moment with state budget being so fragile. They need to do that advocacy, not just with the state and their state representatives and the governor, but really a lot depends right now on what happens federally. If the federal Congress is able to support and pass a really robust stimulus program, that will help a lot because it will put money into state budgets. And then it will mean that the governor won't say, well, we have to cut all these budget, you know, we have to cut all this spending because our budget is so bad. I mean, that's the thing to do. There really is no other fix or answer to this problem. We just need public funding for public higher education.
Do you believe yourself in your own opinion that the Biden administration will help with layoffs as compared to the Trump administration?
I think they will help in the following ways. But again, it will depend on, there's a couple ways I think the administration could help. So one is the fact that they've already shown, really put forward an ambitious stimulus program that puts a lot of money directly into higher education. I believe, I'd have to double check, but I believe the last number I saw was something like $45 billion, most of that going to public universities and the students, helping them manage student debt and things like that. That would be huge. And in addition to that, the money that would go to support state and local governments, that would also be huge. That's one way to help. The other thing that can also help is just making sure that folks who, if they are going to be laid off, that they have good unemployment benefits waiting for them. Hopefully that is something that continues through the stimulus programs, but also hopefully continues in other ways. And then I think the other thing that we need, I'm hoping that we can get this out of the Biden administration, we certainly weren't going to get it from the Trump administration, is not just a bailout of public institutions from COVID, but we need new investment in public institutions. And that is something that I think we could reasonably expect to be put forward by the Biden administration. We need a new commitment to making sure that college is affordable, whether that means canceling student debt, you know, that's a start. But just making it so that students don't go into debt in the first place would be even better. And then making it so that our public universities just don't depend so much on tuition dollars would be huge, to making sure that there's real public investment. I do think those things are real possibilities in the Biden administration that really were not possible in the Trump administration.
Now, is your chapters for Albany, is that just UAlbany?
Yeah, so it's the eight, there's the main UAlbany campus uptown, the downtown campus, the folks over in Rensselaer and the health science campus.
Are there other chapters, private colleges? I know they're a little different, but I have heard that they've been cutting whole programs.
Yeah, it's really, if you've been following at all the news in higher education, it is just bad news one day after another. St. Rose canceled a bunch of, you know, basically just got rid of a bunch of programs and got rid of a bunch of faculty and staff, including tenured faculty. I believe Siena. So I do know that the private, smaller liberal arts colleges are struggling even more than the public schools are, because they are just so dependent on students being on campus, paying tuition and paying room and board. And that just didn't happen during COVID. So they are certainly struggling even more. But we also know that our colleagues at the University of Vermont, right, that campus public school, they just, I believe, announced that they're closing 12 academic programs. Several of the community colleges in that system have closed and consolidated. So it's not unique to the private schools. This is sort of a higher education wide phenomenon. I'm always happy to talk about higher education and the things we can do to improve it. So happy to talk more.